And Unity College announced today that it plans to move away from a traditional in-person learning model to a hybrid one. Officials say the transition's intended to give students more options and reduce tuition. But as part of the move, the college is also exploring selling many of its assets, including its rural Waldo County campus. Robbie Feinberg has more.
Unity President Melick Peter Corey describes the new hybrid model as one offering students choice, both in terms of how and where they learn. Instead of two semesters and a centralized college campus, he envisions a structure with 8 5-week terms instead, with a mix of in-person and remote classes, and students no longer required to spend 4 years and tens of thousands of dollars to study in one place.
Where a student can take one or two courses, graduate, accelerate, slow down, stop out instead of drop out, and really work towards the changing face of America that might not be able to afford to take a $35,000 loan and hope for the best.
As part of that plan, the school will invest in more remote learning opportunities, including at other campus properties and places such as Jackman and Bar Harbor. In addition, the school's Board of Trustees has authorized school leaders to explore the sale of any assets, including some or all of its main Unity campus. Corey emphasized that moving forward, decisions would be made based on students' demands, that the school will continue to provide a campus experience if students want it, but that it will help students explore other options too.
So maybe the future of Unity is all, but if it isn't, each and every one of our different locations and modalities will have an equal ability to look at their viability and not be a second class, if you will, to the residential model.
The decision comes as dozens of colleges across Maine have been forced to cancel events and programming and move online, cutting into tuition revenues. While many colleges in the state plan to reopen in the fall, Unity has said that it will stick with remote learning for the time being. Corey says currently traditional enrollment is down by about a third for the fall, and the school is hoping that the new options will give students more flexibility, particularly with uncertainty around the virus going forward. Unity Town Selectman Penny Picard-Sampson says as a town leader and graduate of Unity with two family members who work at the college, she was shocked by the news that the school might explore the sale of its campus. Sampson says Unity students and faculty have long played a major role in the community, and she worries about the effects of the changes.
You know, half of our fire departments are college students. Several members of the ambulance service are college students. Every year I would work with a group of college students cleaning gravestones at a cemetery. You know, all this stuff adds up to the value of having people on campus and involved in the community.
Corey says he understands concerns about the changes, but he believes the new approach will offer more opportunities, especially for students who may not have been able to afford the traditional on-campus model in the past. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.